You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, like the dude just said, yes, this is Right Side Radio. And yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Out there working hard to save the world one soundbite at a time. All right, so right now, you know, we've been doing this thing constantly where we try to bring on candidates, let you meet the candidates. There's no other way. I mean, unless you have a chance to sit with someone, like I was talking to somebody earlier. Well, Copper, you even said it was good for you to meet Mike Durant personally when he was in the studio. That was helpful to you.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, meeting somebody is one thing, but you can't always get that opportunity because they're covering so much ground. So all you can do is listen to the interviews, check them out on their websites, do the best you can with the news. So we're trying to provide that for you, bringing in different candidates. One of them is Bill Holtzclaw. Bill Holtzclaw is a retired Marine, 20-year career in the Marine Corps. Wound up coming to the Huntsville area, got involved in local politics. In 2010, he ran for the Alabama State Senate against then incumbent Democrat Tom Butler. Tom Butler came back 8 years later when Bill, like me, decided not to run again, and now he's a Republican. And so Tom Butler is now the incumbent again, and Bill Holtzclaw, sitting on the outside looking in, didn't like everything he saw and decided, you know what, I'm going to run again. So Bill Holtzclaw is now running for his old seat for Alabama State Senate District 2, and I'm glad to have him on the show with us. Hey, Bill, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, listen, man, I got to first of all start with congratulations, totally off of politics. I understand this is a big day at the House.
Yeah, today is our 37th wedding anniversary. You know, I look back, I flat put our marriage to the test. Few people can say what we've done, but we got married when she was 18 and I was 21. She had graduated from high school just days ago when we got married, and traveled the world together. I left her twice, go to combat on two different combat tours, the first Gulf War and then Mogadishu, and she raised my daughters. And then it got even crazier because I got into politics, and she's been through a couple of different campaigns with me. So it's crazy, but here she is, and we're happy.
Well, Pam Holtzclaw is a sweet woman. I know that personally, but she's also an extremely patient woman. I know that personally.
So yes,
you and is. I, you and I both married, outmarried our usual possibilities. So congratulations, man. Glad for you.
Thank you.
Well, listen, this is like deja vu. It's like 2010's happening again. So Tom Butler is the incumbent and Bill Holtzclaw is running against him. Now, you've beat him before, but last time he was a Democrat, this time he's a Republican. So first of all, remind the listeners, because they've redrawn the lines, where is Senate District 2? How does that match up nowadays with the geography?
You know, as brief and quickly as I can, it stops at East Limestone Road. It goes a little bit beyond that, but East Limestone Road in Limestone County, going back to the east to Highway 53, Jordan Lane, and then it doesn't drop below 565 until you get down to Town Madison, where the Trash Panda Stadium is. So best way I'm going to put it, though, Phil, is if I'm on your ballot, I would appreciate your vote. If you look on the ballot and you see for state senate, we're going to be the fifth ones on the ballot. And if I'm on your ballot, I would appreciate your vote. And I tell you, Phil, we have a very strong support from your listeners. And I know that because, and I shared this with you earlier in a text, but I think your listeners need to know that Tom Butler has spent, as of this week, $511,000, and that's a quarter of a million dollars. I mean, half a million dollars has been spent on this campaign. He spent $98,000 last week alone. So, what your listeners ought to be wondering, and I know they're doing it because he's done five polls, and your listeners are saying definitely Bill Holtzclaw, and it's time for Tom Butler to go. And I want to tell them I appreciate what they're doing, because that's the only reason Tom's spending that kind of money, is because this is a very tight race, and I appreciate your listeners supporting me.
Well, absolutely, man. We got a bunch of right side ruffians out there, and they tend to pay attention. So let me ask you this. I mean, $500,000, I'm sure, because he's being supported with incumbent protection out of Montgomery, and the Montgomery establishment is on top of that. I am sure right now he's got the money he needs, but apparently he needs it. And five polls in 1 week, were those all run by his campaign, or was it outliers trying to figure out what was going on?
No, he's done five polls since March, but he did one last night. Okay, Phil, an incumbent that spent $500,000 and he's doing a poll last night tells me that this race, we have some insiders telling me that this is a dead heat and that there is enough undecideds that we believe are going to break our way when they actually get in there, because they're not going to talk about supporting Tom. And so we're very confident going into the final week here. But, yeah, he did a poll last night. Again, he spent $96,000 last week alone. And the Montgomery insiders, as you just mentioned, the Montgomery establishment, they want a yes man. They want a guy down there that's going to vote for another tax increase. Phil, you and I oppose those tax increases.
Yep.
And that's what the people ought to be asking themselves. They want another yes man. Me and you, we're not yes men. We ask questions. And they don't want somebody asking questions. And that's the bottom line for the voters that are getting ready to vote for us next Tuesday.
All right, well, let's talk about that a minute. Differentiate yourself, if you will, from Tom Butler in further detail, because last time you ran against him, he was a Democrat. This time you're in the Republican primary with him. There's another Democrat in the race, I think. But so literally he's got an R by his name this time. Differentiate yourself from him, because I tell my folks all the time, you can be a Republican and still not be a conservative. You can be a Republican and not be like the other Republican. So what makes you and he different?
And many things, but the number one thing I will talk about right now, because he's still talking about how he made the hard choice and voted for the gas tax. So he's admitting that he voted for the gas tax. And Phil, that's literally the very first thing he did when he got elected as a Republican, is he voted to support the gas tax. Now, as I'm out talking with voters, some of them agree in the gas tax, although right now they don't, because we're paying about $4.40 a gallon. But even the ones that don't like the gas tax are frustrated that no dollars are coming back up here. Tom fell asleep at the wheel. He supported the gas tax, and then he didn't pay attention to having funding come back up here to fix our problems. We're sitting in the same traffic jams 4 years later. So that's the thing that people are frustrated about, and that's why he's trying to break and make it seem like he's done the right thing. And that's a fundamental difference. That what I'm going to do is one, figure out where this gas tax money is going that should be coming up here. Huntsville is the fastest growing area in our state. Simple math tells you that there are more cars on the road, therefore there's more fuel being consumed, and therefore there's more gas tax dollars heading down to Montgomery, and no one's fighting to make sure that our fair share gets back up here to fix our road issues. It's as simple as that.
Well, so one other piece of your resume, remind me, but am I correct that you also served on the Madison City Council before you ran for the state Senate? Is that right?
Yes, correct. I was on the Madison City Council and served as the council president in 29 to 2010. And then when I was elected to the state Senate, we beat Butler back in 2010 with 60% of the vote. I don't know how close this one's going to be. I would like us another 60%, but all it's going to take is 50, you know, just one vote over 50. And that's why he's so concerned right now, is because the polling's coming back and showing him that he doesn't have the depth that he needs.
Well, but my point about you being on the city council, I mean, I would think that would play in here too, because you understand local politics, you understand local needs and community issues. And you were there, by the way, to help steer a big part of the Madison County growth back in those days. And that's got to play into your knowledge of the district.
Correct. And also, Phil, as important, not just the knowledge of the district, but the people that know me in this district. I mean, I was in Panera this morning meeting with a group of veterans, and a guy walks up that's said, hey, he's a weekend warrior, but he wanted to come say hi to us. And then he looked at me and he goes, you're Bill Holtzclaw. He said, you know, I remember when I was at Bob Jones High School helping with the sports. And, you know, so, and I can give you example after example after example from my 10 years in public office since I've chosen to retire in this area. So many people that remember me and remember my work and remember my communication with the constituents, and that's what's missing, and that's what they like.
Well, so you get elected. I hear infrastructure being one of the things you're going to be searching out. What other platform issues are you running on, man?
Well, you know, one of the key pieces, Phil, that I think is very, very important, when you and I left office, state revenues was about $10 billion. State revenues last year was $13 billion. That's a $3 billion increase in the 4 years since you and I left office. But they've not done any substantial tax cuts for the common people.
Yeah.
Tom likes to tout this $23 million tax cut. I mean, I got to listen to his commercial while I was waiting to come online with you. And he talks about this $23 million tax cut. Phil, that's $100 for a business privilege tax that I'm glad that they cut. Every business owner is going to be glad that they cut it. But the reality is that's $100 per business owner is how they're counting that to $23 million that doesn't have to pay that business privilege tax. Brother, that's not even a full tank of gas to a business owner. But he's trying to make it seem like he did a big thing for the individuals. I want to work to remove the grocery tax at the state level for our communities. That's going to be one of the key points that I'm going to move forward on when we get elected. And there's a couple of guys that have already been working on this. I've got some other ideas that I'm going to meet with them on and meet with some others. But I believe we can take that 4% state sales tax off of the groceries in Alabama, and that's going to be a big tax return because we've got the revenue to do it. And when the state collects more money than it needs, it's time to really make some tax cuts for the people.
Well, I totally agree. In fact, I've been harping that grocery tax for the longest time. Alabama Policy Institute, we wrote an entire piece on that, and we've been pushing for it. And we're one of only three states in the nation, only 13 states in the nation tax groceries at all. We're one of only three that taxes at the highest possible rate. That we can. That's the whole 4% state sales tax. So, that'd be a champion moment if you can make that happen.
Phil, I researched a good bit of what API put out, and I appreciate it. But my point is Tom Butler has been in office 32 years. You asked earlier before I came on. He was in office for 28 years. He was in office for 28 years. He's been in office longer than that now that I think about it because he just did four more. So, yeah, he's been in office 32 years. And why hadn't he come up with that? Why hadn't he tried to force that? Because it's a debate that needs to happen. But instead, you raised the gas tax and didn't work to do anything to bring the money back up here. So that's the point I want your listeners to get. We've got the money to make the tax cuts, and we need to do it. And that's what I'm going to work towards happening.
All right, man. Well, we're up against the time. So do me this. Tell the audience where they can find out more about you if they want to read about your campaign.
Sure. We're on Facebook, of course. Bill Holtzclaw, you can Google me, but the website is holtzclawforsenate.com. Spell it all out, no numbers, holtzclawforsenate.com. And I'll tell you this, I'm going to give you my phone number to your listeners because I will actually return your phone call, 256-651-5921. You can call or text, and I'll respond.
All right, folks, there it is. Bill Holtzclaw. Hey, Bill, thanks, man. Happy anniversary to you. Tell Pam we said hey. And
thank you, sir. Have a great one.
Absolutely, man. Semper Fi. All right, Bill Holtzclaw, running for the Alabama State Senate again against Tom Butler. Again, he's beat him before. Going to be curious to see what happens next week. And, yes, that is something when you find out that an internal poll is being done multiple times in 1 week trying to track progress. That tells me that a campaign is worried, and I agree with Bill on that one. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.